Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, entertainment, networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Ms. Rain here, your host today, bringing you some awesome insight and some very exciting news. Now, for any further, we want to introduce our guest that we have on here today. Who do we have on the show today but 11 Third Records? We have the CEO, Randy Smith, and one of the artists, Straight Jacket. How you doing, fellas?
How you doing?
Doing just fine. How you doing?
I am awesome. You guys, I've been talking about you, been really excited about getting you on the show. I'm so glad I was able to schedule it. So, oh my goodness, let's jump right in.
All right.
Oh, okie dokie.
We have also on the line Big. How you doing, Big?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing out there?
How you doing, brother?
All right, how you doing, man?
Great. So, we're going to get started. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a Midwest lyricist, MC from Topeka, Kansas. Topeka, Kansas. The middle of basically nowhere, but that's soon to change.
You say you're going to make it so it's known.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm Randy Smith, CEO of 11 Third. I'm from Top City, Topeka, Kansas. Currently out here in Denver, Colorado, my high city, representing, holding it down.
Awesome. So you have one person in Topeka, Kansas, someone else in Denver, Colorado. Now, where's everyone else?
Basically, in Denver and Topeka and Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow. So you're just able to be all over the place and get your things done. That is awesome. I love technology.
Definitely.
And I know this is a moot question. What is your passion?
My passion is hip hop, of course. You know, writing, lyricism, emceeing, just just doing what I do, and making a difference, just adding on to what's already been blazed through on the path of hip hop.
Passion is music, making good music, putting out good music.
Who would you say were some of your early influences?
My biggest influence was a guy was in a DJ group when I was in high school, and he was an MC, and Tommy James, he was really the reason why I'm even doing what I'm doing now.
Wow.
He pushed me to do it because I was actually I didn't have the confidence enough to even write a rhyme or let alone get in front of people to even do it.
You know what, and that's a good thing, because a lot of times there other people notice and you what you don't notice, and if they're
right,
able to bring that out, that just makes you a better you. That I give thumbs up to the gentleman who, saw that in you, because from what I know and can't wait to hear is that you guys write some very powerful stuff. And not only that, you also produce it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a part of it. I mean, definitely being an MC, you want to pay attention to your writing. I mean, you're conveying a message, regardless of what the topic is. I mean, you always want to do it differently, than the next man or the next group or whatever.
So, utilizing technology for what it is today, how are you able to do things differently than when you first got started?
Well, we started a label. And with like you said before and earlier, with technology today, I mean, the internet is just incredible. You can communicate to just like millions of people at once. I mean, it's just it speaks volumes.
It's possible with the internet. You got MySpace, you got a website, and people emailing. I mean, the internet's a powerful tool right now.
One of the things that I'd like to happen is, before we get in any further, let's let people know how to reach you. So why don't you guys put out your information so our listeners will know if they don't have time to listen to the whole interview, but they want to find out more about you quickly. How can they reach you guys?
Okay. I'm CEO Randall Smith. You can get a hold of me at area code 785-554-6403. And my email address is thatsthatman@hotmail.com.
That's that man.
That's that man.
And you can contact us also through MySpace at 11Third, at MySpace/11Third or 11Third Records, either or.
Now, let me ask you, 11Third, are our listeners going to put 11RD or 113RD? Can you spell it out for us?
Yeah, that's just 211RD, 11Third.
Okay.
It's the number and then the word.
Right.
Okay, 11Third. Yeah. At MySpace.com MySpace.com/11Third or MySpace.com/11Third Records.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
There's also, Stuart has one too. Tell them what your store.
It's MySpace.com/STR and then the number 8, JAKKETTDVSMINDZ.
Great, great.
Great jacket, Devious Minds.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. So, do you have a website? Does 11Third have a website?
We have a website, and it's currently under construction. With the projects and everything we have coming out, we want to make sure that it's a special trip when you come to the 11Third site. So right now it's under construction, and we're going through different other pages to actually promote and push this music.
Great. So, tell me about your downloads. I remember talking to you, and how was downloads going monthly?
I mean, it's actually going. It's going great on the MySpace page. I currently don't have any downloads because the music is there strictly for people to listen to because the album is so close to dropping.
Okay.
But I mean, on the 11Third site, I mean, I would say for the past 3 or 4 years, we're averaging anywhere from 60 to maybe 65,000 downloads from the music to the videos and everything else we had on there.
Now, that is amazing.
You're listening to Think Big Radio, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
I'm glad I found you. My phone died.
So, thinking about how the record industry was prior to the explosion of the internet, that would not have even been possible for one because there was no internet. But 60,000 would have been pressed hard product.
Right.
I'm on my shoulder.
Or is it easier to just have a straight hard product that you can get around? Because we know what happens sometimes with CDs and the tapes, they can get broken and lost or what have you. But with the downloads, that is making it so much easier for people to access your music anywhere.
Right.
Basically, yeah, it's a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. We have it's good because a lot of people can reach us and get the product that they're looking for. At the same time with, downloads, people burning CDs, selling them, bootlegging and whatnot, then, of course, the artist is going to take a hit, for that.
Right.
For the most part, the downloads have been a beautiful thing for 11Third.
Awesome. Now we know that this has you turned it into a record label, have more charge, being more control. How can you pass this information on to the artist?
Okay, I didn't hear you. You clipped out for a second. Can you repeat the question?
How can you pass your knowledge on of what you've learned throughout your years of experience to the artist?
Well, it's basically it's hard work. I mean, you even though you have the internet and technology is what it is today, you're still going to have to, you got to get on your grind. You got to grit it to get it. And You're going to have to sit there and send out the emails. You're going to have to stay creative as an artist as well. I mean, especially if you're going to be an independent artist, which would definitely make it a little bit more stressful on your day-to-day life and even your music career. But, you know, just you got to work and, you know, and gather the information. Get the knowledge. We all know that knowledge reigns supreme. Get the knowledge. Learn.
Right.
I mean, I would call myself a computer nerd to this day now. I mean, I've been on the, you know, and people seeing me and listening to the album, they wouldn't even guess that.
Wow.
At the same time, just sitting back and watching what others do who's actually doing it, you know. Even you don't even necessarily have to be doing it in the business, you know. Like you, Carla, you know, Carla Daniels, first person to really look out and believe in us. As far as Devious Minds, and here we are today doing our thing, running our own label. But I would have never really got into this had it not been for you, you know, watching the necessary steps to take, you know, to make this happen, and, you know, whole shebang. So, you know, big ups to you, Carla.
Thank you. I'm blessed. Hey, you know what? We have a caller. Caller from the 720 area code.
That's my boy, Woody Killer, Killer the Hun, another 11-3rd representative.
Okay.
You know.
Killer the Hun?
How are you doing, sir?
You know, that's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. What's happening?
Now, what was that name again?
Killer the Hun.
Killer the Hun.
That's right.
I like that.
So now,
like,
who do we have on the air? Who do we have on the air?
This is Killer the Hun from 11-3rd, Devious Minds, all that good Midwest stuff. That's me. And us.
You know,
that is we.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 11-3rd soldier, 11-3rd veteran, Devious Minds veteran, of course. I'm doing just real hardcore hip-hop music about stuff going on in my life, going on in the world. Not trying to be no super tough guy, just trying to be me and just putting out what I see and trying to get my voice to be heard on, you know, some things that I see going on.
That is amazing. Okay,
yeah.
We have the label, you're bringing onto the label. Now, so where are we going from here? You're doing things overseas. Tell us about what's going on overseas with you guys.
People are, you know, they're picking up, you know, the singles, and they're putting them in the playlist, and it, you know, it's almost, you know, it's almost kind of surreal. But, you know, I mean, they're digging it, and, you know, we're doing interviews. Actually, we got an interview that's supposed to be set up here pretty soon for, you know, some other people and magazine articles, you know, just a little bit of everything. I mean, tell you the truth.
So,
and hopefully, we'll be on tour here pretty soon.
So who just called you recently? What country did you tell me just picked you up?
UK in Manchester, and Canada, Australia, and I think we're still working out the details of Poland.
You know what? That is amazing, because if you think about the direction that music is going, it's becoming more technical. So your technical skills truly have to be on par. Or you have to know someone that can, you know, help you with your technical skills. Because listen to you. You guys have not left where you are sitting, but people across the country and across the world are able to log on to a computer, download your music, listen to it, hear it, and they haven't even seen you yet. For the invent of the Internet, that was a promotional tour where you had to log in so many hours before people really start getting into you. I'm just really impressed, and this is exciting that you guys are doing it, and the interviews are just amazing. So now you're doing the world, everything overseas, so what other expansion goals do you see in your future?
Just making fresh music and, you know, continuing to do what we do. I know for a fact that 11-3rd eventually wants to, we want to get into definitely signing artists and teaching them everything we know, you know, so that they can eventually move on and start their own label and you know, put guys on. You know, when, you know, Carly, you know, when we started, I mean, we were the rawest of rawest. We didn't know nothing.
The raw.
all we knew was to pick up a microphone and you could snap your fingers or tap your foot and we'd rap to it.
That's,
you know,
real.
It's evolved to this. So,
now,
I mean,
ahead.
Eventually we want to get a lot of, you know, artists, period, the chance to be heard. Because I feel like there are a lot of guys and females out there and groups that deserve to be heard, and they don't necessarily know how to go about it.
Right, because
sure.
You know what? Is you see, like, all the reality shows, and you see these, you know, this the different programs that's going on, and you have young kids thinking, oh, I could just show up at a reality show, and I'm going to be famous, and then I don't have to do anything else. But in reality, that's not true. Could you give us some insight on that?
I'll give you some insight on that one. A perfect example is the White Rapper Show. The dude that even won, you haven't heard nothing from him. Last time I seen him is on Wildin' Out, and they were still just as bunk as they were when I watched the show. That's just my opinion. But, you know, hey, that's the reality of it. You know,
right.
Hey, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to blow up just because you won some contest. You got to put in work. You got to get people to understand and believe what's coming out your mouth, not just because somebody said you're fresh. People go automatically think that. And some people do, because there's a lot of whack music. For the lack of cuss words, I'm sure y'all can feel me. There's a lot of whack music out there that's just driving me nuts. That I'm like, maybe I need to make just the wackest song I can think of, and I'll be a millionaire by the end of the week. But I'm not going out like that. I'm sticking to the script and the roots of what I started from, and I'm making my own mark. I don't want to be the next 50 Cent, no Tupac, no nobody. I want to be me. That's it. And that's how I'm doing it. So I'm not on the following the trail. I'm on the trend sitting stuff. You know,
work
to do something somebody else ain't doing.
Work, people. Work. Got to grit it.
So
if everybody's doing it, I'm definitely not. Because I know that's just phases of mess. I'm in it for the longevity of it. Whenever it jumps off. So even if somebody goes back and traces the first thing I did, they'd be like, he's been cold blooded from day one. How come we didn't hear from him? I'm like, because I had to put in work. I wasn't selling out to do some corny stuff to just get on.
That's true.
I wanted to be for real. So when I get on, people will understand that's the truth in him. That's how he's been rapping. That's what he's been talking about. That's what he's been doing. You know, I don't make songs for the club, the radio, all that stuff. I do what I feel in my heart and how I'm feeling. So if some make the radio or they make the club and people want to dance to it, that's great and fantastic. That's not what I do it for. I do it because I love doing it, and there's stuff that other people aren't talking about that should be talked about. I'm so sick of hearing about how many chicks some dude got and car to drive. Man, I'm on foot, and I've got more chicks than most of these dudes. Riding the bus, you know, so that meant you can save that crap for me. That mess is nothing.
You guys are a mess.
Real.
You are a mess. Okay, so we definitely see that you have to put in work because – you know, you think about even the ones that have these major deals, they're up and down. They're hot one minute, gone the next. How do you...
I got a question for you just from what you said. That is a real good point you made. I have a good example. It's the Mem song. Why is he hot? Because he had one song, and you ain't heard nothing from him again, have you?
Who
it blew up all summer. The dude named... Look, you don't even know who he is. The dude named Mims that had the song "This Is Why I'm Hot."
Oh,
yeah, that's the only song you heard from him besides "Like This," and that was just "This Is Why I'm Hot" sped up. You know, people got to quit going for that because somebody said it's a good song and all that, and stop just being blind and mind controlled and actually listen to some of this mess these people are saying. I mean, I'm not hating on nobody, but man, it is what it is. When I hear somebody rapping and they say three lines and none of it rhymes, that's terrible. When I hear you rap a line you already said three times in a row, that's terrible. That just goes to show me you can't think about nothing else or you're not as good as you think you are.
You know, one of the things I remember most was the freestyle sessions that you guys would have, which whenever you would do a show and you had an opportunity to perform with someone, I remember Dos Effects, not going to say any names, Straight Jacket.
All of them got mangled, and that's the truth.
Like ideas and Redman and the opportunities you had to just sit in rooms with these artists who were already out there and just flow with them. You know, how do y'all still have those opportunities, and you see that some of these artists can do the same thing that are out today?
Yeah, I think me, when we did all that, it was a simple fact, at least on my part. I'm not going to speak for everybody, just speaking on me. It wasn't even a point. That was one thing that we did, that we could actually be around some people we actually seen, actually liked, you know, and be able to rhyme with them. But not only that, we wouldn't just sit and rhyme with them and jock them to death. You know, we give them a space. We'd actually pick their brain about what we need to do, what's bad about what we're doing, what's good about what we're doing, what can we do to make our stuff better, period. No, we don't want you to sign this. No, we don't want this and that. We want advice on what are we doing wrong to make us better and progress what we need to do.
Exactly.
To change what we're doing.
Exactly.
So, you know, it wasn't just a, hey, let's take some pictures with them and whoop-de-whoop. You know, that's groupie mess. You know, like, man, I'm trying to actually learn something from this dude.
And treat him
as a regular human being, not just bombard him with, you know, getting attacked by a bunch of people you don't know and just asking you a bunch of crazy mess or just wanting to be seen with you or whatever. No, we're actually trying to get some vital stuff from him. And I think that's why a lot of them respected us. You know, we weren't just like sweating them to death and like, hey, come do this with us and whoop-de-whoop and can't we? No, we've
definitely
actually like,
not.
What can we do
definitely
to make ourselves
not
better?
With with doing what we did, now, as opposed to then to now, I mean, the way I look at it, and, you know, I mean, 11-3rd looks at it, as far as having the opportunity to do it, we could, but I'm going to speak for myself. I don't care to. I'm a star. I'm me. I'm a straight jacket. So I'm trying to get my name, you know, out there and get my voice heard. I'm not necessarily worried about even ciphering with a lot of these cats, because, you know, a lot of these cats have foul attitudes. So I don't really care. They should want to cipher with me.
Right.
And
right.
I've learned throughout the years, because we've had some good experiences with a lot of good cats and a lot of bad experiences with a lot of bad cats. And now I'm like, you know, I don't care to rap with you. I'm it's Straight Jacket, 11-3rd, Killer the Hun, Feel Me or Kill Me, Mood Swings, the album. Go get that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's actually, that
you hear something. You hear something worse, something. Yeah. You actually hear something worse, something.
That is,
you know,
odd.
A bunch of, yeah. I mean, it's crazy how much crap is out right now. It just makes me sick. I can't remember the last CD I bought. There's so much crap out here. And the dudes I do like, they're keeping it so real, they put an album out every 3 years. I got to wait every 3 years to hear somebody worth it that's keeping it real. You know how long I've been waiting for Scarface's album to come out again? Man, these dudes are terrible out here. It's sick. I know the local cats that'll eat them up. You know, they don't get no love, like you said. I mean, there's a bunch of, you got to keep it real with yourself, not just because I'm saying, there's a bunch of crap out there, straight up. Hip-hop ain't dead. It's so effing commercialized, no one knows what real music is anymore. You know, I listen to R&B music, and I'm a rapper, you dig? Because that's real music. They're telling you something, telling you a story. It's staying on the subject. You know how many songs I hear name one thing and ain't got nothing to do with the title of the song? Jumping all over the place.
Ooh.
It goes right back to I Got All This Money, Cars, and Chicks. That's what every song keeps coming out. When you hear my album, you'll hear none of that. And I didn't do it on purpose. I kept it real with myself. You won't hear one song on there that I'm just so gangster, I'm shooting people in the face, got all these chicks riding on 37s, and everybody's in my car, and we run the town. No.
Wagon.
I tell you this much, though. Cats out here fooling around, I run this town when it comes to the realest, and I'm not in Topeka no more, and still running it. Real recognizes real.
Jack,
if I got cats calling me from home to get my music, I'm doing something right where somebody at home ain't doing it. And that's
okay.
What me and Stuart's here for. That's what 11-3rd's here for.
I'm so excited about you guys. So is there anything that you guys would like to cover that we have not touched upon?
Mood Swing, the album.
Tell us about the album.
It's basically Killer just he just wrapped it up. I mean, these are two albums that are actually this is us. There's no lying on these albums. This is Straight Jacket. This
Free
is Kill Me or Kill Me. That's Killer the Hun. we're not on these albums talking about, you know, a lot of this commercial, you know, stuff with, you know, the blah, blah, blah and everything else. And plus, it's lyrics and MCs at their best. This is what you've been asking for. We're giving you what you want. Pick it up.
And at the same time, we got the new, you know, the Devious Minds project we're going to be working on here shortly. And also the Pedro Hipacas. You're going to do that.
Oh, and we have the Devious DVD, the Center of Attention, that's coming out as well.
So you guys have videos, you have your MP3 music available, you have DVDs. Where can they purchase this information?
We have an online store that they'll be able to pick it up at. That's actually at the end of its construction right now. The albums will also be available at Hollywood in Topeka, Kansas, physically, and a CD trade post, and a few stores in Denver. But we're wrapping up the paperwork on that.
Mm-hmm. But they can always listen to it until they can go to the store from your
own. They can definitely go to the MySpace pages and check that out. Yeah. If you have a question about anything, just Google the name. You see what we're doing.
Give us the MySpace pages addresses again.
Okay, one of them is MySpace, of course, .com/str, the number 8, JAKKETT, DVS, MINDZ. And the other one is myspace.com/11THIRD. Or you can go to 11THIRD Records, 11th Records.
Awesome. Okay, gentlemen, we have 2 minutes left so we can get into playing your song. So who would you like to thank?
I'd like to thank Carla Daniels, of course, Think Big Radio, Zach Trimble, and he's been a godsend. I want to thank my homies on the phone, you know, Killer, Randy. Hey, you know, we rolling and we doing it. It is what it is. And God,
awesome.
I'm a blessed man.
Killer.
Shoot, he covered it all. The only thing I can add to that list is my mom's and my man Randy's dad for supporting us no matter what we did. They knew this is what we wanted to do and what we loved doing, and they never tried to deter us from it. So if you want to do it, do it 110% and believe it. They didn't do nothing but inspire us to keep doing what we're doing, and if it wasn't for them and, of course, God and you getting us started in the first place, man, nobody knew who we was. And if it wasn't for that, like Stuart said, I'm blessed to death. I have nothing to complain about. And if I did, wouldn't nobody care? So that's why I don't complain. I make it happen. And that's what we do.
Okay.
We don't jump hurdles. We kick them over and keep on going. That's what 11th does. We're wasting time if we complain. We can knock it out.
So can we expect to hear from you guys again?
Definitely.
Definitely. I'm gonna get on the phone so I can get like my man straight. I need to clean up a couple songs so they can play them on the radio. So I'm going to bend on that one. But outside of that, you can still hear my music and you can get it the way it's supposed to be. That's the best way.
Okay, gentlemen, you know what? We're gonna have you introduce the song that we're about to play. This is it.
Word up.
It's my it.
Straight Jack. Hand
it's
your
the mood
straight.
Swings himself. Central Cell Block Assassin, Mr. Agent Orange, Mr. Dr. Phil, yo, this is it, the Midwest stand up, put a fist in the air, it's going down, you know what's happening, 11th Records, Killer the Hun, Pedro Hipacas, let's go.
Awesome. We want to thank you all for listening in to Think BigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. So we're going to go out listening to This Is It by 11th Records. Yeah.
daywalker, night stalker, type horror. I'm that nigga with a 24-hour feeding disorder. From the crazy side of the family, the crazy side of the tracks, the crazy side that attacks, man, maybe I should relax. It don't pay to be shy and anti-vocal, anti-bicoastal, anti-hopeful. Man, I told you, I'm anti-social, but I can show you who I go through on the local and poke you with the point and get to the focal. I know for a fact, there'll be no turning back. I might get 25 to life riding with dope on this track. I got a lead tongue and a whole page of road rage, so you better equip the sound booth for the roll cage. I'm trying to hydroplane 360 and running the curves and go head on with beats until one of us swerve. When I cross the center line, it's dinner time, tucking your chain. Please believe my need for speed and how you fucked in the game. This is it, y'all. Who ready to rock with me? Top City, Kansas City, stand with me. And any city, that's with me. Grimy and greedy and gutter. It's time to get busy. This is it, y'all. Who ready to rock with me? Top City, Kansas City, stand with me. And any city, that's with me. Grimy and greedy and gutter. It's time to get busy. It's time to fuck out. Let the thug out. Pull the rug out. You getting drug out. Hush mouth like you been cussed out. Rapper, think cap, if any cat you think fat. Old school without pro tools, you know the road rules. Attack them with punches and pack them with action. Write the tags, if the bag, stack them and rack them. We get it cracking and preparing to go the distance and move units like an officer down that need assistance. My pattern is thin, it's staggering in to shatter your chin and scatter your friends. I'm bruising batter to win. I'm at it again with a pad, pen, and lead material. By miracle, I'm a bilyrical individual. You pretend to be the remedy. I'm the industry enemy, entity in your vicinity for infinity. Eventually you'll mention me for the deadly chemistry in my battle with the sun for solar system supremacy. This is it, y'all. Who ready to rock with me? Top City, Kansas City, stand with me. In any city, that's with me. Grimy and greedy and gutter. It's time to get busy. This is it, y'all. Who ready to rock with me? Top City, Kansas City, stand with me. In any city, that's with me. Grimy and greedy and gutter. It's time to get busy. They call me STD. Nigga, I'm not running the way I'm about to spit this shit. You'll think I got something, cause I step in the cypher and control the ring. My dream works in reality, blows the scene. The band's been waiting, sick of the situation. Final examination hits them this side of the Mason Dixon. My vibe strangles, I'm the first shooter to jam you. That's using triangles like Bermuda and Grandview. The next thug to lock and load on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. What Rick does is rock the boat. The next lug is optional. The right reads you might need. I night feed, I'm one of the best things to slice cheese in a nice breeze. One of the best things to touch rhymes with rough lines, cause I'm the closest encounter to the nut kind you ever find. Like a big fish in pond water, subject to mood swings. I'm billboard, I'm at the top of the food chain. This is it, y'all.